I'm sitting in the press room at Javopolis with Eric Evans, the author of Domain Driven Design, which he has shortened to DDD. DDD. So we have no idea what we're going to talk about, so we're just going to chat. So what's on your mind, Eric? If you were John Lennon. No, what is on your mind?
Well, I think one of the things that's been on my mind lately is, when should we really be applying this tool?
Which tool?
Domain-driven design. So one of the things, as I reflect over what has held back modeling approaches to software over the years, one of the fundamental things is that we have overused it. We have spread it so thin, trying to apply it to everything, that the impact has been mediocre. There hasn't been a concentration of effort within those little areas where it's most valuable. So actually, a lot of my recent work has been around, how do we identify those critical areas that it will really pay off, not only in terms of being a problem well suited to modeling, as in having some intrinsic complexity, but also being critically important to the overall effort that the software is supposed to support. Find those areas, and then secondly, how do you actually employ the technique on a small area? Because a lot of the work that people have done over the years almost assumes that the whole platform will be designed around a domain model, or rather around even a specific one, a nice one. How can you have a little bubble within a large system that does something really important and complex in a nice way, but lives within this larger, more chaotic world? And that, I think, is the thing that's burning in me these days, as you put it.
Okay. But can you give me a specific example of a small piece that might make sense to to do that way?
Well, I was at a client recently where they wanted to add to their system some features that were basically supply chain optimization. And I can't go into the details of what it was, but I'll just say that they were fairly specific supply chain optimization features, and they were pretty sophisticated. I mean, the things they wanted to do were very well suited to domain modeling, conceptual, intricate, and also strategically important to the business. But the existing system didn't really support them in doing this, and not only was the existing system a typical kind of legacy mess, although it was, by the way, half of it anyway was in object-oriented software, but nonetheless, typical legacy mess, the necessary information was spread among at least two systems, maybe three. So what to do? And they had come up with a plan which involved systematically replacing that legacy layer by layer, phase in a phased process that would last over 2 years, at which point they would have a platform on which they could build their supply chain optimization. This is the kind of thinking that we've been engaged in for 15 years, probably longer. That's how long I've been around to see it. And it doesn't work. It's too much effort, first of all, to replace an entire legacy system like that. Too little value comes out of it. Basically, you do 2 years of work to produce software that does what the old system does. Then, after you've and, of course, along the way, you've discovered that a lot of the quirks and weirdness of the old system actually did have some reason. So it turns out to be a harder job than you thought it would be. So you start to get pressed for time. So you start to compromise the design. So it's not like you build a new very clean platform that does what the old system does. You basically build a new legacy that cleans up some of the messes. If you're lucky, you have a platform you can build some things on. But most likely, you've built a new legacy system that does what the old legacy system did. So, I said, well, what would it take to just build that? Let's talk about what would it take. Could you just start with building the supply chain? What kinds of scary interfaces would we have to write to the old system? Could we build what I call an anti-corruption layer between the old system, to build a platform basically on top of the existing legacy where we could get straight to the high-value work and expend the effort, that burst of clarity and enthusiasm that comes at the beginning of a project, spend it on the really critical part and the part that will really benefit from modeling. Now, it's too soon to say whether they'll actually pull that off, but it's, I think, a fairly different approach. I think that it escapes from one of the big traps that has sunk us in the past with our domain modeling.
So why do you call it an anti-corruption layer?
I call it an anti-corruption layer because I've observed what happens to object-oriented software or any kind of modeled software, any kind of carefully crafted design, in fact, when it is integrated with some other system that's based on a different conceptual model, especially if that other system is poorly designed so that it is highly coupled together. And what happens is that you start to have to do a little bit their way. Okay, it seems like a pragmatic compromise, and then another thing, but because the other system's coupled, that means two other things, and your original concepts get corrupted. And it isn't that your original concepts wouldn't have changed anyway, but they're being pulled inexorably toward the legacy or toward the other system that you're dealing with. And they're not being evolved in a direction that actually helps you solve the problem that you set out to solve with your system. So I call it an anti-corruption layer because it is there to seal you off from that, to provide a discrete translation layer and to push all the translation and all those decisions about when they say this, we say this, into one spot.
Okay, that makes sense. So could I back up a second and just ask you to explain in a kind of a pithy nutshell, domain-driven design, what that means for those who don't understand it?
In a nutshell, domain-driven design means...
A pithy nutshell.
Pithy?
Yes.
Can you, in a nutshell, define pithy?
Seed.
In a nutshell, domain-driven design means that we are more concerned about about deeply understanding the business problem itself than we are about the technology that we use or the particular method. So it doesn't mean, though, that we don't use technology. In fact, once you have deeply understood the business and you have a set of concepts that you want to use to drive your design, you need then powerful technology that will let you realize that vision. But that comes as a consequence of having that set of business concepts that you want to bring to life. And in fact, it sort of suggests a different style of technology and a different style of processes even than some other approaches would. It drives you toward an iterative process because you never understand the business that well at the beginning, and it's an exploratory process, a deepening of your understanding. it drives you toward things like object-oriented programming because they allow you to express concepts more explicitly than procedural programming can. It drives you away from very cluttery kinds of technologies because they obscure the part of the program that actually expresses something about the domain under a pile of technical details. The early versions of EJBs, for example, buried domain objects under mountains of XML files and generated code. It became very hard to say, this part of the software represents my domain model. But domain-driven design just means we start from trying to understand the business problem and boil it down into a conceptual model, the complexity. And we assume that the most challenging complexity of the project is in the domain itself. Of course, that's not always true. And domain-driven design is not the right approach to a problem where the main challenge is technical. If I were designing, well, I would be the wrong person for this, but if someone were designing software to control an internet switch or something, and they had to process thousands of transactions a second, but they're quite simple transactions, then domain-driven design is not the right tool for that job. It's appropriate when the challenging complexity is in the domain and you are going to start from there.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Eric.
Well, thank you.